This was the sound of our reporter Eric Westervelt's day. He is in a Bradley mechanized fighting vehicle traveling with the 3rd U.S. Infantry. Eric, what was going on there?
Hi, Robert. The armored task force I've been traveling with was traveling about 30 miles today, and we came under mortar attack, we came under small arms fire, and we came under rocket-propelled grenade fire from several dozen Iraqi soldiers and militiamen. And essentially, as we were passing an intersection on a road near Najaf with tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles, people popped up out of berms in sand dunes and opened fire with rocket-propelled grenades. That particular sound was small arms fire as a car loaded with some soldiers opened fire on our Bradley and then ended up slamming into it. The soldiers who hit the car were killed by an adjacent Bradley fighting vehicle that opened fire on them.
But you say the car with the Iraqi soldiers in it actually crashed into the Bradley that you're in?
That's right, and it was in an area where there were also civilians, so some civilians in a car were also involved, and some of the civilians were injured.
Yeah, you're being very calm in the retelling of this. I assume it wasn't so calm when it was happening.
No, it wasn't calm day at all. We took mortar fire the entire 30-mile trip. They had to call in close air support and drop several JDAMs. Those are the satellite-guided munitions from the close air support people from the Air Force and the Marines to take out some of the mortar positions. Tanks were nearly hit by rocket-propelled grenades. And the previous night, in the same area that I'm calling you from right now, an armored cavalry battalion from the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division came under some serious attack, and they actually lost 2 tanks and a Bradley fighting vehicle. Remarkably, no soldiers were killed in that, some minor injuries. But in one case, a rocket-propelled grenade at close range took out an American tank. The Iraqi soldier who fired that RPG was actually killed instantly because he was so close to the tank. When he opened fire, he was killed.
So what's happening here, if I understand you, Eric, is the 3rd Infantry is rolling up north, and as it passes through certain points, like the one you just described, there are ambushes of whatever units happen to be coming through.
That's right. I'm in these kind of frontline defensive posts that the 3rd Infantry Division has established as they move various directions. And they come under somewhat constant, ineffective, but still terrifying, almost guerrilla-like attacks from Iraqi militiamen and army troops. And occasionally they're organized. Sometimes it's just a group of guys in a pickup truck with RPGs and machine guns coming at these armored tank companies, and they certainly come out of the losing end of that, but it's become a significant security issue and leads to, almost daily firefights and daily mortar duels, and then leads the Americans to call in close air support to crush that.
Eric, as you're speaking, there's a kind of a constant whining sound behind you. I just wonder, what is it? What's going on there?
I'm crowded in the back of a Bradley fighting vehicle as an assistant gunner and gunner sleep, and the commander is up in the turret about 2 feet away, scanning constantly, and he'll probably be up all night doing this with his thermal night vision scopes out around. We're in an outer defensive perimeter, and he's looking for these dismounted troops that have been sort of mounting these late night skirmishes. So the whine you hear is the thermal sights as he scans in his turret.
And if he sees something, everybody gets up and they open fire, perhaps?
That's right. It wouldn't be uncommon for, in the middle of the night, the radio to blare, and suddenly they would find 6-7 soldiers crawling towards the American positions, and then they would open fire, usually with their machine guns, sometimes with their 25-millimeter main guns on the top of their Bradley fighting vehicles.
Well, take care, and thanks for all your work, Eric.
Thanks, Robert.
NPR's Eric Westervelt reporting from a Bradley fighting vehicle along with the 3rd U.S. Infantry in Iraq.